SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, parish councils gear up to undertake projects this Labor Day, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Labor Day 2016 is almost here, and communities have been gearing up to paint walls, patch roads, and participate in several cleanup activities island-wide. This year's theme is For Health's Sake, Keep It Clean, and parish projects have been geared towards the elimination of mosquito breeding sites. Special focus is on the cleaning of gullies and drains. Senior advisor in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports, Lenford Salmon, is calling on citizens to participate in Labor Day activities.
We think too many people are still treating it as a public holiday where you get time off from work to rest. We really want to call the nation to action. All the parishes have now sent in their focus for Labor Day as their parish projects.
The Kingston and St. Andrew project will be held at the St. Tekel Aminot Early Childhood Learning Centre. St. Catherine will focus on the Riversdale Main Road and Health Centre. St. Anne's project is in the Alexandria Market. St. Elizabeth will take on the town of Santa Cruz. In Clarendon, it's the Maypen Health Centre. And the Manchester team will tackle several streets as well as the market in Mandeville. Westmorland will undertake cleanup activities in at least 10 schools across the parish. In Hanover, work will be done at the Chester Castle Health Centre, and St. Thomas residents will get to work on the coastline near the Bamboo community. Trelawney has the Spring Gardens Health Centre. St. Mary Parish Council will clean up the capital, Port Maria, and Portland will focus on Port Antonio Police Station. Persons interested in supporting the parish projects may call 978-7654 extension 5132 or visit mcges.gov.jm. You may also call or visit the website to register your community project. Parish projects start at 7 a.m. After the day's activities, a free concert will be held at Emancipation Park from 8 to 10 p.m. featuring Kevin Downswell, Perpetual Praise, Sister Pat, Levis Heritage and more. Jamaica's National Development Plan requires each of us to take responsibility for our health. Exercise and good nutrition are integral to maintaining a healthy and stable population. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
Time now for a Child's Month tip.
Be affectionate towards your children. Your love will help to boost their mental health and self-esteem. Give them frequent hugs and tell them how proud you are to be their parent. That tip was brought to you by the Child Development Agency in association with the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the National Child Month Committee will host a Children's Health and Wellness Fair on Saturday, May 28 from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Douglas Arane Auditorium, Woolmer's Trust Boys School. Take your child to get free health checks. For further details, call 897-0111. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palma, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.